joining me on KRDO's Afternoon News, the man who knows his stuff about auto glass, Mr. Bill Gull, the owner of one of the local Novus Auto Glass franchises. Bill, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on today, Ted. Appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you. When we talked about this, you shared a couple of things with me that just make perfect common sense. First of all, you got to see through your glass. Second of all, it's got to be safe. And third, it's July 4th weekend coming up and people are getting ready to head out onto the open road.
Yes. It's time to be examining your windshield.
Indeed. And you shouldn't be traveling around with cracks and pits and things like that that can turn into cracks. And if this is one of those things that you've let go because the last 3 months have been a mess for all of us like it has, and maybe you weren't expecting to be able to travel so soon. Now here you are. You want to get out of town. You're taking a good look at your windshield. How do you know if it's safe or not, especially if it's got cracks, pits, things like that in it?
Sure. Well, I think the most important thing right now is take a good look at the exterior around the perimeter of the windshield. That black area that goes all the way around your windshield is called the frit band. And that's where all the heat and the pressure is, especially this time of year. If you get just the tiniest little ding in one of those areas around the edge of the windshield, that's where almost all the cracks occur. So if you see a little star or a bullseye or just the tiniest little chip, that can turn into a crack very easily. So that would be the most important thing you can do right now with this hot weather we're having, is to look at those edges of your windshield.
Yeah, we get some temperature extremes that I'm sure won't help, nor would an impact. And there's also a product that's on the market now that you've said you're not quite sure about. It is an auto glass product for windshields that is touted as something that is actually stronger than regular auto glass, and you've had some experience with it.
Well, it's pretty new to the market. I think you're referring to Gorilla Glass, which has started out with, on the Ford Mustangs, and that's gone into the some of the Jeep products. And I'm seeing that coming out more and more often. We've only had one experience with it, and I haven't heard back from the customer, so I'm assuming no news is good news after we install that. It is supposedly less susceptible to chipping and cracking. So we'll just have to see as we install more of these.
Yeah, so the jury is kind of out, but people are asking for it. And then the other consideration mm-hmm. that you run into a lot is insurance claims and windshields. A lot of confusion out
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the old days, the way to do that was you would call three different auto glass providers, and then you would take the lowest bid and submit that to your insurance company. But anymore, all the auto glass providers have contracted rates with the insurance companies. So you can just choose the company you want to work with. They will lead you through the claims process, and you're just responsible for a deductible amount, whatever that might be. It could be nothing. It could be up to $1,000. And then we just bill the balance to your insurance company. So it's a pretty painless process anymore. Just we'll get on the line with you and lead you through that process.
Does every insurance company offer coverage for your windshield?
Well, if you have comprehensive insurance, the answer is yes. And then it just depends on what your deductible is. You know, if you have a $250 deductible and the total install price of the windshield is $225, there'd be no reason to you'll file a claim, because they're not going to, insurance company wouldn't pay anything until you've reached that $250.
Right.
So, and you know, there are policies out there that you can get with full glass coverage, meaning no out-of-pocket expense. And that goes up to, as far as I know, up to $1,000. So it really depends on what you want to pay out of pocket.
Okay, so you got plans to head out of town. You might be leaving this Friday. You've noticed some pits or cracks, things that are a little bit concerning to you. What's the quickest way to address those and the best way to address those so that you can be confident if you got to take a long road trip that your glass is going to hold up or at least stay safe?
Sure. Well, you know, I think any auto glass company would say, if you're just unsure if it's something that's unsafe, you know, bring it into our shop, have us come out and take a look at it, and see if we can save that thing for you before the holiday weekend hits. I will tell you also that most of the auto glass companies are extremely busy right now, partly because of the holiday weekend. So if you need that done, you know, don't wait till Friday. Our glass suppliers are closing at noon on Friday, and starting about noon on Friday, you probably won't find anybody open. So if you need something done, do that in the next day or two.
get with your favorite windshield company and get that job done as quickly as you can, especially if you've got to get out of town and you want to have a nice, fresh windshield to start the trip with. Bill, we can't thank you enough. Bill Gull, owner of Novus Auto Glass. Best way to reach you if somebody has questions?
Our phone number direct line is 719-266-1883, or our website is just www.novusglass.com.
Bill, we appreciate you spending a couple of minutes sharing that wealth of knowledge you have about auto glass and insurance claims with us. Sounds like life is actually easier than it used to be. So we appreciate you very much.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me on, Ted.